High rain in the LaRange area is now posing an increased flood risk. Ron Podbelski with the Water Security Agency says about 40 millimeters of rain fell over the weekend. He says water levels could meet or exceed 2011 levels, and low-lying areas could be affected.
Which certainly does increase the flooding risk for the community. The low-lying places along the shoreline in LaRange and possibly in Arrange again as well certainly would be seeing a higher risk.
Water levels in LaRange are expected to peak around August 14th. Meanwhile, warm, dry weather is expected to reduce water levels in the Cumberland House area. The weather forecast for the area is a mix of sun and cloud, with temperatures in the mid to high 20s all week. That's expected to help recede high water levels in that community, which was threatening flooding. The Water Security Agency says conditions look optimistic given the decrease in water flows. The runway in the Fond du Lac Denisoulinet First Nation is getting what Chief Louis Mercredi says are needed upgrades. Mercredi says preparation will begin in mid-August into the fall after the tender for the project is awarded. He says the upgrades are essential and are a long time coming.
We are the most isolated community in Saskatchewan. It's our lifeline. And definitely needed upgrades for many years. The crash there, that's when I started lobbying hard on upgrading the runway.
The announcement of upgrades comes 3 years after a Westwind Aviation plane crashed at the airport. Mercredi says while the runway wasn't the reason the plane crashed, the crash was one reason he started pushing harder for the necessary upgrades. A long-serving CEO of the Gabriel Dumont Institute is stepping down. Jordy McCaffrey will be leaving after 18 years in the position. A news release credits McCaffrey with revenue and program growth, quadrupling student enrollments, and the establishment of GDI training and employment. It also says he played an instrumental role in developing the Northern Saskatchewan Indigenous Teacher Education Program in LaRange. A search will be done for a new CEO. Prince Albert police have not released many details on an early morning murder in the city. The incident in the 400 block of 18th Street West was reported around 12:30 this morning. Officers say a 27-year-old injured man was found in a home. He was taken to hospital and later pronounced dead. The cause of death has not been released. So far, there's no word on the suspect or charges, and the investigation continues. LaLosh RCMP would like to hear from anyone with information on damage done to some new housing units. The incidents took place overnight Saturday night or Sunday morning. Police say the suspects broke into several new housing units under construction on Marie Street in LaLosh. There was tens of thousands of dollars in damage, including broken windows, smashed drywall, and smashed toilets. Anyone with information is asked to contact LaLosh RCMP or Crime Stoppers. The Saskatchewan government is considering whether to resume reviewing the province's domestic violence deaths. The province's coroner service says 32 people have been killed in domestic homicide since 2015. Joanne Dussel, executive director of a provincial association of transition houses, believes it's time to take another look at the warning signs in recent deaths. A man whose children were killed by their mother in a murder-suicide says he did not see any warning signs. Mike Bryant says police told him his 7-year-old daughter and 11-year-old son were killed by his former wife, Tammy Fiddler, at their home in North Battleford last month. Saskatchewan reported 42 new cases of COVID-19 on Sunday. There are now 289 cases which are considered active. A total of 873 people have recovered. Of the 42 new cases, 35 are from Hutterite colonies in the South, Central, Saskatoon, and North regions. There were no new cases in the Regina area or in the Far North region. Members of the House of Commons Finance Committee are meeting this afternoon to figure out the details of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's planned testimony.
Justin Trudeau and his Chief of Staff, Katie Telford, have agreed to speak with the committee as part of a parliamentary probe into the Liberal government's aborted deal with the WE organization to run a $912 million student volunteer program. We backed out of the program in early July, citing the controversy over the Liberals giving the organization a sole-source deal despite its ties to Trudeau and Finance Minister Bill Morneau. This afternoon's meeting is also expected to discuss the logistics surrounding testimony from WE co-founders Craig and Mark Kielberger, the organization's chief financial officer, and former board chair Michelle Douglas. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.